Jeff Blankman joined here today by Steve Knutzman, again, the head softball coach with the ESAC Raiders. And, Steve, it's always good to catch up with you. Appreciate your time here today.
Jeff, always great talking to you, and thanks for taking the time out to visit with me.
You bet, Coach. I tell you what, you guys have done this for a long time. You were the one that really kind of jump-started this, but Thursday night, July the 9th, going to be your Pink Out night coming up. You're going to be hosting OABCIG, and you guys have always done a lot with Pink Out. This year, you and I were talking off-air. It might look a little different, but you guys still got quite a few things planned.
Yeah, we sure do, Jeff, and actually, the Sac County Relay for Life is going to go ahead and be there too, and they're actually going to do the luminaries around the softball field. They're going to have a survivor walk in between the JV and the varsity game, and we're all right within, once that's over with, then the tradition of thrown out pitches being thrown out by cancer survivors, we're going to do that like we have in the past, and we probably have 15 of those lined up. We're going to have raffle tickets for stuff the girls and businesses have donated. We've got some unbelievably great silent auction items that people have made and donated. They're really neat. Cookies is on board again, and so they're going to donate pulled pork sandwiches and a bag of chips. And so it'll look a little different. There's no concession stand, but it'll be kind of like the grab-and-go meals at school. So you'll have a sack with a pulled pork sandwich in it and a bag of chips and a drink, either water or pop, and for a free will donation. And so we'll have a little bit of food there, and the raffles will be a little bit different. We're not going to have everybody touching pencils and stuff like that, so we'll have one person handing out tickets and then dropping the other one in the can. And the silent auction, we'll have a person walking around with a clipboard just taking the people's auction bids instead of everybody just touching everything. It's just kind of a different environment we're living in now, but we're trying to make it work. We're trying to make things as safe as possible, and we're looking for a fun night.
Steve, it sounds like with Sac County Relay for Life taking part, this is going to be a big event.
I really think it will be, Jeff. And I was talking with Scott Lair, who is the chairman of the Sac County Relay for Life. He and I have been working together this last couple of weeks, and he's excited about it. And, you know, we said if people aren't comfortable about coming out, we surely understand in this time. But we're trying to do the best we can. There's plenty of room around the field to social distance. And even if the survivors just want to come for that introduction and that survivor walk, we'd love to have them do that. Obviously, the girls will be in their pink jerseys. I'll be concocting the pink chalk on the field again. And OABCIG, it's a rival school. Everybody knows everybody. I think it could be a night of a really great environment.
And you've been in contact with their coaching staff and everything. They're excited about being a part of this.
Yeah, I visited with Coach Finneran yesterday, and she was really excited about it. And I offered, too, that if they had somebody that over there that's a cancer survivor that wanted to throw a first pitch out to one of their girls, I'm more than welcome to do that and encourage their parents to wear pink. And, no, she was on board, and she's looking forward to it, too.
Now, Coach, got to bring this up. This is going to be a little bit of a family affair in a way for you. You have four people in your family that are going to be throwing out a first pitch.
Yeah, my dad and my mom and my brother. And then my daughter-in-law, Emily, from Ankeny, and they're going to be coming up all the way from Ankeny and bringing my three granddaughters, which could make quite for an interesting evening.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I have a feeling, Steve, there's probably going to be some emotion involved in this as well. You started this years ago, then you stepped away. It kind of kept going. But with you coming back as the head coach at ESAC, this thing looks like it's going to regrow again.
I think it is. It's something we want to keep going. The administration supports it. The school community supports it. Our area communities really support it. I mean, the businesses are just fantastic, Jeff. They just automatically want to help out any way they can. Obviously, the girls get excited about it. We're going to spend the whole day out of the field tomorrow. I'll start early in the morning working on things. But the girls are going to be there at 1 o'clock. We're going to do a team pizza type thing while we're starting to decorate and get everything set up, and the Relay for Life is going to show up around 3, and they'll start getting the food prepped and ready to go. And so it's going to be a busy day. It'll be an emotional day at times, but it's also going to be a really great day.
What time do you kind of estimate? I know it's hard to put on there when you have games going on, but what time do you estimate JV starting? What time's the walk, the first pitch, and varsity game? What are the kind of the estimated times for all those to happen?
Sure, we're going to start playing a JVR game at 4 o'clock, and we'll play that for an hour. And so roughly in the 5 o'clock range somewhere in there, that game will be over with, and we'll rework the field. And get ready for the JV game. Once the JV game starts, I think the food will be prepped and ready to go, and we'll start serving food if they're, you know, that's about supper time anyway, so if anybody's hungry, they can have something to eat then. We'll play the JV game. People can buy raffle tickets as they come in. They can bid on the silent auction items, stuff like that. After the JV game is, and during the JV game is when they'll probably go around and start putting the luminaries around the field so they're ready to go. But then after the JV game, while we're prepping the field for the varsity game, then they're going to do a survivor's walk. And the Sac County Relay for Life will kind of be in charge of that. Scott will be announcing names and stuff like that. And they're going to do a walk around the softball field. And if anyone's in a wheelchair or doesn't feel like walking, they're going to have some golf carts there, and they can just have a ride right around the softball field, which I think is pretty cool. So you're looking at that survivor walks somewhere in that 650 to 655 range. And then once that's done, we'll do, once the field's prepped and everything, we will take infield. We'll have our umpires meeting, and then we'll do our first pitches by our cancer survivors. So I'm going to guess that's going to be about in that 705, 710 range that we'll do our first pitches and our pregame ceremonies, welcoming everybody there. And the varsity game first pitch, I'm going to say, should start anytime around 720. And then during the varsity game, we'll start picking winners of raffle tickets. And at the end of the evening, we'll announce the winners of the silent auction. And in between time, we'll have something to drink and something for them to chew on, and plenty for people to do.
Well, Steve, I tell you what, I appreciate you joining us here today. Thanks to you and your staff and all the kids in the community for all the hard work you guys do for cancer survivors and for this Pink Out night. And looking forward to seeing you coming up tomorrow night.
Jeff, really appreciate you working in your schedule. I know you guys are swamped, especially with this abbreviated season. You're gone every night trying to cover everybody as much as you can, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be up there tomorrow night to broadcast.
You bet. Head coach Steve Knutsman again with ESAC softball team. Again, they're hosting their Pink Out night coming up on Thursday night. Again, that's July the 9th, this Thursday night. They'll be entertaining OABCIG. Lots of fun events going on throughout the night, so check it out.